Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. I'm right here in the operations area. I look at the official clock. Here's your 5 o'clock Eastern update. And we got a busy situation. We got Hurricane Florence, of course, and the tropics really lighting up. Looking at satellite, definitely well-formed eye. And if you look at the situation here, I want to make you aware, these are very large storms. Florence is in a big storm. If you draw a circle around Florence and draw a similar circle around the southeast U.S., you'll see the impacts well outside the eye. And we are looking at some of those big impacts. In fact, look at the entire tropics. We are watching at several different areas here across the tropics. And, you know, it's going to be a situation that we're looking at also, Tropical Storm Isaac. And we got some hurricane watches up for Guadeloupe, Martinique, and Dominica. So it's not just Florence. We got a couple areas that we're watching here in the National Hurricane Center. With time still moving towards the west with time, let's take a look at Florence, because that's what really we've been talking about quite a bit. And we do have updates from the latest information that we have. Latest winds 140 miles an hour. We've been talking about that all day, how you're going to have some of these natural fluctuations. But one of the big changes along the South Carolina coast, northward, up the North Carolina coast as well. Along the Carolinas now, we have what's called a hurricane warning. And in fact, we could see hurricane conditions with the next 36 hours. So we're watching this very closely. And also constantly looking at the speed, a little faster speed inland, but I don't want to take away from the threat here, because it's still a very slow movement with time with this system, and that's where we can see some of these great impacts. One of them is this brand new rainfall graphic that we have from the Weather Prediction Center up in College Park. Look at these totals. This is a dangerous situation, life-threatening when it comes to rainfall and flash flooding. This area here, greater than 20 inches, and it's not just along the coast. We have these values greater than 15, 20 inches, and even greater along the coast, but look how far it goes inland in North Carolina. But also notice throughout Virginia, some of these high values, 15 to 20 inches, stretching all the way up, you see, into Maryland and Delaware. Any one of these areas can get incredible rainfall at times and incredible flash flooding. Now, remember, with the uncertainty associated with this forecast, sometimes you can see different movements of this these precipitation values. So be ready. If you're anywhere close to these areas, be ready for that significant rainfall. And we can look at the storm surge next. That is another factor that we've updated. We now have a storm surge warning for much of the coast as well, down from South Carolina up the North Carolina coast. And that means any one of these areas can get greater than 3 foot of storm surge. Life-threatening storm surge in any one of these areas. And we really narrow it down. Some of the areas that we're really concerned about, maybe even up to you know, 9, 10, and 13 feet in some areas. This water from storm surge is not just the Barrier Islands. You can see it move through the Barrier Islands inland. And some of these rivers, and we've been talking about that throughout the day, the Pamlico River normally flows outward, and also the Neuse River flows outward. But in this case, water comes in, water gets trapped, and all these little tributaries in these rivers, water can back up, and you can see some of those dangerous storm surge values. So time to be prepared, and it looks like we got Hurricane Florence coming in, and definitely going to be watching it here from the National Hurricane Center.